Pinna!
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Get ready to shout out loud. Everyone can play along with Extra Blur Jr.
Pinna.
It's time to play Extra Blur Jr. with your hosts, Natalie and Ezekiel. Today's episode is Swimming with Sharks.
Ah, isn't being out on the open ocean amazing, Ezekiel?
It sure is, Natalie. I'm so excited we're out on a boat ride, but I think there's something in the water.
Sounds fishy. Do you think it could be our next game?
It is. Today's show is about some animals that are really awesome swimmers, beautiful to look at, and some are a little bit dangerous.
Let me guess. Stingrays?
Nope.
Pufferfish?
Mm-mm.
Oh, whales?
Nope. Sharks.
Sharks? We're doing an episode about sharks? Really?
There's nothing to be afraid of. Sharks are amazing, and they hardly ever hurt people.
All right, if you say so. But I'm staying away from the edge of this boat for the rest of this episode.
And we won't only be playing games about sharks. We're also going to talk about some other cool creatures that live underwater too.
Sounds great. Now, listeners, we're not the only ones doing the talking on this show. You get to talk too. When you hear this sound, talk back to us and play along.
Let's give it a try. Shout out your name. Great job! It's time to dive into our first game.
This or that? Time to sort things out.
Did you know that sharks are actually fish? Sharks and other fish live underwater, and so do some mammals. Warm-blooded animals that breathe air like you and me. I'm going to say the name of some different animals you might find in the ocean. When you hear this sound, guess if each word is a fish or a mammal. Guess quickly before Natalie tells you the answer. Ready? Fish or mammal? The first one is a flounder.
Fish.
A blue whale.
That's a mammal.
Mako shark.
That's a kind of shark, which means it's a fish.
Tuna.
Fish.
What about a dolphin?
That's a mammal.
Next is a humpback whale.
Mammal.
A seahorse?
That's not a horse at all. It's a fish.
The last one is a scuba diver.
And that's a person in a wetsuit with an air tank. Definitely a mammal.
Okay, listeners. How did you do?
Well, I really enjoyed that game.
I agree. I thought that game was fantastic. What's up next?
Let's see who's at the door. A seahorse! I think he wants us to take him for a ride.
We don't have time right now. We have to get back to the show.
Sorry, Mr. Seahorse.
Look at him scallop away.
Higher or lower? Which way should the number go?
We're going to tell you some facts about sharks, but we've changed a number in each of the facts. Guess if the correct number is higher or lower.
Like this one. Great white sharks have 100 teeth. Do you think the right number is higher or lower? Higher! Great white sharks actually have about 300 teeth, which are in multiple rows inside their mouths. When a great white loses a tooth, another tooth comes forward to replace it.
Wow! I bet they never have to go to the dentist. Here's another one. Whale sharks are the biggest sharks, but they eat the smallest food. Teeny tiny bits of plants and animals called plankton. A whale shark eats about 100 pounds of plankton every day. Is the real number higher or lower? Lower. Whale sharks eat a lot of plankton, but only about 45 pounds a day. That's about the weight of 3 bowling balls. Still very heavy.
Okay, last one. Black-tip sharks migrate in the winter. That means they move to warmer places. In 2018, nearly 5,000 sharks came to Florida during their migration. Higher or lower? It's higher. The real number was closer to 10,000 sharks.
Ugh, it's so annoying when it's really crowded at the beach.
Fast Find, a super speedy scavenger hunt.
We're going to give you 10 seconds to find something around you that fits each clue. Here's your first clue. Find something that's squishy like a jellyfish. Next clue. Find something that's tiny like plankton. Last clue. Find something slippery like an eel. Time's up. What did you find?
I found a squishy dog toy, a tiny piece of glitter, and a slippery spot on my floor where somebody spilled some water.
I can fish. I'm the one who spilled the water. Guilty is charged.
Tongue twister. Say a silly sentence speedily.
It's time to get twisted with a tongue twister. Repeat after me.
Listeners, let's do it together.
Sharks scratchy.
Sharks scratchy.
Sharks scratchy skin scrapes.
Sharks scratchy skin scrapes.
Sharks scratchy skin scrape sensitive swimmers.
Sharks scratchy skin scrape sensitive swimmers.
Again!
Sharks scratchy skin scrape sensitive swimmers.
Now 4 times fast.
Shark scratchy skin scrape sensitive swimmers. Shark scratchy skin scrape sensitive swimmers. Shark scratchy skin scrape sensitive swimmers. Shark scratchy skin scrape sensitive swimmers!
Whew! Yikes! As if I need another reason not to want to swim with the sharks.
Would you rather? You gotta pick one.
Hey, listeners. Tell us, which of these shark skills you'd rather have? Would you rather be able to breathe underwater or be able to see in the dark?
Of those would be pretty cool, but I'd like to see in the dark. I would never stub my toe when I get up at night to get a glass of water.
Ow.
Here's another one. Would you rather swim with 1 10-foot-long shark or 10 1-foot-long sharks?
I'm going to go with one 10-foot-long shark. And I'd make sure it was a harmless one, like a nurse shark. Nurses are the best. Wonder if she'd give me a lollipop when I finish my swim. Let's see who's at the door. Hey, it's a clownfish!
He's got a little fish bicycle and a red nose and everything.
This clownfish is hysterical.
Thanks for the show, clownfish. But it's time for our next game.
Super shout out. Don't be slow to shout what you know.
All right, everyone. Get ready for our next game. First, I want you to name an animal with sharp teeth, like a shark.
Nice one.
Great. Now that you're all warmed up, we want you to think of as many sharp-toothed animals as you can. Shout them out when I say go. Ready? Go! Have you set an animal that you might see at the zoo? Time's up. How'd you do?
I thought of a lion, a wolf, and a crocodile, and a piranha.
That is a lot of jawsome animals. Get it? Jawsome?
Now let's sink our teeth into the next game.
Arr! Sound match. What's making that noise?
Listen up. I'm going to play you a sound that you might hear underwater. Here it is. Is that a humpback whale or a sea lion? That's a humpback whale. They sing to communicate with other whales. Isn't that beautiful?
Here's another one. Listen closely. Is that a dolphin or a boat engine? It's a dolphin. Dolphins make all kinds of clicks, whistles, and squeaks.
So do I.
I think I hear our next game coming up. Let's see who's at the door. It's a leopard shark.
Nice leopard sharky. Who's a swishy fish?
Wow, rubbing its tummy really calmed him down. Nice job, Ezekiel.
I'm pretty great with animals.
Three clues. Use the clues to figure it out.
See if you can guess what sea creature I'm describing in three clues. Here's clue number one. This sea creature eats fish. Clue number two. The way the animal's head is shaped helps it see better in the ocean. Last clue. It shares a name with something you might find in your family's toolbox.
What is it?
A hammerhead shark.
You really nailed that game, listeners. Get it? Hammerhead? Nailed?
That joke's wearing a little thin, Natalie. Well, that's the end of the boat ride and the end of our show.
You know, Ezekiel, I have to admit, sharks are pretty amazing.
So you're not afraid of them anymore?
Well, I'm still not sure I want to get too close to one, but I would like to learn more about them.
It just so happens I have a pair of tickets to the aquarium. They have all kinds of amazing sharks there. And it's right here next to the dock. Wanna go?
Thanks. I'd love to. And thanks to you too, listeners. Let's play again next time.
Want to play more games like these? Check out Kyle's Wild World and Noodle Loaf on Pinna. The Pinna app is available on the App Store or Google Play.
Hey, listener! Did you know that there's tons of other great shows over at Pinna? You can subscribe to get unlimited access to thousands of podcast episodes, audiobooks, and music just for us. Head over to pinna.fm. That's P-I-N-N-A.fm to learn more.